It has been a long time. It's been a long off year.
It's been a long time coming.
But the Wet Bandits are back in the studio. We are live.
Wet pussy alert. Wet pussy alert.
The boys are live here in Billerica, Massachusetts. Home of the I words. But we won't hold that against them because guess what? The boys are back for season two of Wet Bandit Sports. I'm Zach alongside with Derek. And holy shit, it's been, what a year it's been.
It's been a year, I think. Close to a year.
We started this journey back in around June of last year. June, July.
And then we came back with a teaser episode, and then we got...
Then life happens,
life
you
happened,
know?
So
it's tough to do it during the school year.
Very difficult.
When you're working full-time and all that fun stuff, it's tough. But this is a great summer cast, summer project for the boys.
We have some new additions, or a new addition. I don't know. I have a dog, Marshall, now. He's out here. You might hear him during the cast.
You had Marshall last summer.
I did have Marshall last summer. Yeah. Never mind. Never mind.
You're engaged.
Yeah.
Well, you were.
We did that one too.
Yeah.
Well, the wedding's a little closer.
The wedding's closer. Yeah. The girls are away on their bachelorette weekend. Probably got a 12-inch BBC in their face right now.
Jesus. No comment.
No comment. It sucks, but it is what it is.
It's a Zach and Derek weekend.
We finished up a nice 9 holes of golf.
Solid 5 pars each.
Yep. Absolutely striped it today.
No doubt.
Actually, the head pro at Chelmsford Country Club actually went up to me and Derek and was like, you boys want to join our league?
Actually, can we talk about how crazy this was to start the golf round?
Yeah.
To see how crazy people think it was. So Zach pre-ordered the... He bought everything online yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I booked our tee time last night online.
And it was for two, because it was only Zach and I. And so we walk in, we go to the Chelmsford Country Club, we walk up. There's a dog there, a Jack Russell. So shout out to Marshall. And I'm petting the dog and stuff. And then this lady comes over and Zach goes, oh, hey, I have a 12:15 tee time. And the lady's looking through it on her computer. She goes, oh, you say 2? And he's like, yep, 2. 12:30 under Zach. Not 12:15. 12:15
yeah.
Under Zach. And she goes, I don't know. I mean, there's no 12:15 here. I mean, I have a 12:16. And then it's like, it was probably 12:16. And then she took us at 12. So, like...
She was very confused for a second.
I was rattled.
The rounding down of the minutes really kind of threw her off. So I apologize to Sandy.
Price is Right rules, you nailed it. You were right there.
So I apologize to Sandy from the Chelmsford Country Club. I don't know if that's really your name, but...
She looked like a Sandy.
I'm sorry. That's on me. I shouldn't have rounded. I know it was really packed today.
Although if it was 12:16, you'd round it up to 20. That would have blown her balls off.
we wouldn't have golfed today.
12:16, I'm rounding up.
If I did that, we wouldn't have golfed. She would have been like, you have to leave. Yeah, I don't even know. But yeah, it's been a long year. We're gonna go right back into it. We're gonna recap where we left off last fall, last Soxtober.
Yeah.
The Red Sox inevitably fell to the Astros.
That seems so long ago. Marshall? But I don't even remember anything from it. I just remember we lost 4-2.
It just, the wheels fell off. We put up, 13 runs in game 2 and 3. Like, we scored a shit ton of runs.
And then we didn't score
the last, like,
yeah, I remember three it all
games
started
with the
tapping
series.
Of the wrist from friggin' Correa.
Yeah. One of the all-time scumbags in baseball.
Oh, Zach and I went to the Twins game. It was like the third game. Opening weekend. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Everyone was real. Well, we were in the bleacher creatures. And we did see a 16-year-old boy get his fake ID taken from him, which was hilarious. And the bartender came over and showed it to us and was laughing with us. I'm like, that's awesome.
Which makes us old.
Yes, that does make us kind of old, where I'm like, look at this kid. He's trying to get a beer. Boom, got it taken away. That's hilarious. He took it in stride, though. He just walked away and...
Didn't argue.
Didn't argue.
Which is best case scenario. If you're getting a fake ID taken away, the worst thing you can do is like fuck with the bartender because they have all the power.
Oh,
so you just have to be like, it's like, it's almost like when you get pulled over by a cop. You can't like, you can't argue. You just gotta be like, all right, yep, this is my fake. I'm sorry, yeah, whatever. They take it away.
They take it and you're fine.
And you're fine. They don't do anything with it. They laugh at you.
It's kind of like, I never had a fake ID, but I imagine this. It's kind of like there's a fork in the road in that moment in your life. You know you're caught. They're like 90% sure like this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Do you puff your chest out and say, that is my ID? And when they say like, oh, do you want me to get a police officer over here to see if that's a real ID? Some guys say yes. And those guys usually end up in jail.
Yeah, I actually, so not a guy, but when I was playing junior, I was 19. I should have been in college. But I wasn't. I was still playing hockey. It was in the summertime. I was working at summer camp back home. And this girl that I was friends with, she was up at Keene State. She had her fake ID as well as her real driver's license. She dropped her fake ID on the floor of a bar. And someone gave it to the bartender saying, oh, I found someone's ID. Like, not realizing. Well, that bar realized right away it was fake. And they actually had one of the cops from Keene call her down to the Keene police station, and they basically, now she didn't get arrested or anything, but they basically like did a scared straight where they're like, we can arrest you for identity fraud, and gave her the whole rundown. This girl Molly, she was a friend from like elementary school. Wow. She worked at a summer camp that I was working at the time back in Haverhill.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to work one day and just rattled because she went up to Keene. She has an apartment and like they
scared her straight.
But it's to your point, when you get caught like that, like you just say, yep, it's fake. And like we witnessed.
Yeah.
Those bartenders don't give a fuck.
No.
That guy took that kid's fake and laughed at it with us and then just threw it in a drawer with a million other fakes.
I have a funny quick story about fakes. It involves Bobby Cole.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, it doesn't involve Bobby Cole. Take that name, scratch it out.
Yeah.
It involves someone named Rob.
Okay.
And we'll say Rob was at his old school, and he didn't go to school because he transferred to a different school after. So he was no longer a current member
The original school. He was a has-been.
Right. He wasn't even a has-been. He was a never-was. Actually, Rob was good. He was very good there. Rob was an up and up coming up at that school. So anyway, long story short, Rob, he has to pee. So he goes outside. He goes behind a dumpster outside. He thinks he's safe. Guess what happens? Wee-woo, wee-woo.
He got caught pissing.
So outside. So the guy goes, oh, are you a student here? And he still had his old car. He goes, yes, I am. And gave it to him. And the guy started, then he thought that was just going to be it. He goes, all right, go back to wherever. The guy starts to call it in, be like, all right, we have a Mr. Blah, 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 here's his student ID. And he goes, I'm going to stop you there. I just lied to you. Like, I don't go here anymore. And the guy was bullshit at him, I guess. But when in doubt, you just chalk it up as an L.
That'll happen. But so
what else has happened
when it comes to IDs? Don't fake them, or no, not even don't fake them. You can fake them
until you make them.
It's just when you do get caught, don't argue with it. Just roll with it. That's all good. I know it might be scary.
You're not
gonna
win though.
90% of the time, nothing's gonna happen.
Although you might,
I've gotten two fakes that both of my fakes got taken away, and guess what? Nothing happened both times.
I will say though, those guys that say, "Yeah, go ahead, that's my ID." I don't like that move, but god damn it, I respect it.
Yeah, you have a set of nuts on.
I'd be like, yep, you're right. I'm sorry. Those guys are like, no. Like, I don't have that in me.
Yeah. So we had the Red Sox. They were on a Cinderella story. They fell short, falling to the Astros. You know, the wheels unfortunately just kind of fell off. They weren't even supposed to make the playoffs in the first place. So the fact that they did. And absolutely spanked the Rays, and then made it to the ALCS. The Final Four in the MLB was big. From that heartbreak, we move on to the Boston Bruins. Bandits listeners who follow hockey just recently, about a month ago, a month and a half ago, the Bruins did fall in the first round to the Carolina Hurricanes, who
then lost that next series. So the Bruins really weren't that close this year.
You know, it was one of those things, too, where anyone but the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes absolutely killed the Bruins. Yep. They beat them three times in the regular season, 3-0. And the score, yeah. You know what the score was?
I forget what it was. It was like
16-2. They lost the season series 16-2, including a 7-0 loss.
That sounds 16-2. That sounds just like a terrible football game. Imagine if you saw a football game, the score was 16-2. Would you think two touchdowns,
two safeties? No, two touchdowns. I was thinking
two touchdowns and two two-point conversions, and then a safety.
And then a safety.
How crazy of a game would that be? Who would be in that game? Who would be the 18? Who'd be the two?
The Lions would be the two, and the 18 would be
The Vikings, like something.
So random. I don't want to say NFC North. Bears, I say the Bears, because I don't want to do a division. I would say like Seattle, like the Seahawks would get away with something.
Like an 18 to 2 game.
Like Pete Carroll just pulling that rabbit out of his arse because he's trying to hold on to the 20. Like
I'm okay with saying.
Or like Jaguars and fucking
Jets.
Yeah, like something stupid.
No, I feel like Jaguars, Jets, it's just two bad teams. So I feel like it would just be like a normal score. Like 17-10, the Jaguars beat the Jets.
So this is like
18-2.
This is really shitty podcasting. But I remember hearing on the broadcast, I think not this past NFL season, but 2 years ago, there is an NFL game that ended 3-2. A safety and a field goal. And that was it.
That imagine
how like back in the 50s, like before, God. Like way back.
Imagine going to that game. I would be pissed.
Pissed.
3-2, especially if you're the home team.
It was during a snowball, I think, like an absolute blizzard. So maybe that adds a little more excitement.
Well,
while
we're talking about football, you know, we haven't talked about since, but the Pats getting their titties blown out by the Bills. I was at that game. It was very freezing. It was a long ride. And would I do it again? Absolutely not. That was terrible.
Derek, what was the temperature at kickoff?
It was like -3, and I shit you not, we had cool Bills fans around us. A lot of them were flipping us off and whatever, but we had some cool ones. And the guys next to me really liked me, and they came back and they got me a beer and brought me a beer, and I'm like, oh, thanks, man.
Was it opened? Was it spit on?
No, it was closed. Sealed. I'm like, oh, thanks, sir. And then, like, you would put it down in the aluminum can, and, like, 5 minutes later, it would literally be, like, slushy. Frozen. It would be a slushy. Yeah, it was crazy, but we geared up. We did not wear the Pats gear on the way home just due to the the effort.
They didn't deserve it.
No. It was that we got blown out. We had to do the walk of shame before the game was over.
And
that was terrible.
We heard a lot of the fuck yous then.
They actually liked me because on the way out, I was a graceful loser. And I was like, hey, you know what? I hope you guys win it next week against the Chiefs. Go get it. And they're like... And I did fall going up the stairs too, but that was terrible. But
wait, is that better than Brandon's story? Did I ever tell you Brandon's story? The Red Sox.
I don't know if you
told. Not on Bandits. I haven't told it.
All right, let's hear it. Brandon's first game. He's what? 24? 3? 20?
No, 22. Brandon's 20.
20. He's 20.
20. He's not even 21 yet. So my brother's first ever Red Sox game. He was last summer. He was 20. So he can't drink yet. And to be truthful, for a college-age kid, he doesn't drink a lot. Like, he's a very, modest drinker. You know, 3 or 4 beers here and there, and then, you know, nothing crazy. My dad's with us, gets him 2 or 3 beers. He has a couple beers, and he's going down. He's got a piss. And so he comes back from his piss, and he's mad. So we're like, Brandon, what's going on? So apparently, while he was mid-piss, all the urinals were taken at Fenway, and he went into the toilets to take a piss.
I thought this was in the urinal.
No.
Oh, the toilet.
So
That's bad.
He, like, has his head down as he's taking a piss, and he has these Ray-Bans that he spent north of $150 on, which to a college kid, that might as well be a Maserati. He dropped his $150 Ray-Bans in the toilet, and he just... like mid-piss, and then he's pissing on his sunglasses too. So he just...
That's a tough move at Fenway too.
He said there was piss and shit in the toilet, so what he did, like any normal person would do, he just walked away. He took
the
loss.
He just left the shades in there.
He just left the shades, and he came up heated. So it gets better. So he's like, all right. So this was around the fourth inning. So he's like, he stops drinking at this point. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to drink any more beers. It was like 95 degree day. It was hot. He's like, I don't really want to drink anymore. Game ends. He's walking down the stairs. Like, we're right on the third base. We're right by Pesky's pole. So we're walking down the concrete stairs, and he just misses a step and goes ass over tea kettle down the stairs.
Jesus.
Face first. For those of you who don't know, my younger brother is about 6'4", 300 pounds.
I'm sure that a lot of people spoke about that when they got home. Like, this big mush took a Dixie down the stairs, kid.
He fell. But the people around us, luckily at the time, were a bunch of like moms and families and kids. So a lot of people... No, so
the
a lot,
college nine or whatever it's called, no, assholes, yeah, like so, shitting on them.
So a lot of people like were trying to help him up and like very support. You know, it was the best of the worst situation. But that was Brandon's first experience at a Boston Red
Bloody
Sox
mess.
Game. You're off the rails. So
speaking of the Sox,
the Red Sox have just kicked off their game. They are at Cleveland. I'm calling them the Indians.
The I words.
I'm calling them the Indians. You know what? I'm going to be like a boomer politic person.
Be political.
I'm going to say that I think that them being forced basically to change their name is a little redonkadonk, and I'm going to continue to call them the Indians because I think Guardians is just stupid.
It doesn't really make sense. It's
Yeah, the Guardians, it's just it's the same as the Commanders, though, in football, where it's like, that's what you, that's what you landed on?
Yeah, they want, excuse me, they wanted to keep the Ians, I guess, at the end.
Yeah, no, so that makes sense, it's just...
Stupid.
Kind of stupid. So the Red Sox are in Cleveland for three, they are 12-3 in their last 15 games. Granted, they haven't played the toughest teams, Derek. They beat up on Oakland, Seattle, Detroit.
You can only play your ins in front of you.
To that point, though, they just took 2 of 3 against St. Louis.
Yeah, and St. Louis.
And St. Louis is just as
they're right there about
10 games over .500. Yeah, they'll be in it in the playoff mix for a while in the National League.
But I was worried because at the beginning of the year, we started at 10-19. I mean, my prediction in the future, I don't think the Sox have enough. They don't have enough in my noodle brain to really make a push. I mean, the Yankees are going off to an electric start. So whatever, as long as you make the play-in game, you just need the play-in game. Yeah. And then from there, it's just...
All bets are off.
All bets are off.
And that goes for anyone.
It's like, sure, we'll give you... You get the division. Go ahead. Yeah, they're 14 up. They're just fucking playing unbelievable. They're better than the 0-1 Mariners, who had like 116 wins, which is absurd. But right now, the Sox are doing what they have to do. Like, you can only play the opponent ahead of you. They face the shitty teams, and they beat the shit out of the shitty teams. So now coming up... we got the Indians and the I words.
Yep.
Who are also, they're kind of in the same spot as the Sox, similar records. And then before the All-Star break, that's the key point, because their Sox haven't been doing well in the division. Their last 15 games before the All-Star game, the All-Star break, are Yankees, Rays, Yankees, Rays. And they're just alternating back and forth when they're home away against the Yankees and the Rays. So those 15 games... What do you need to see? How many? I would take eight and seven. I would take 8-7. If you can go .500 there, and you're like, because right now they're 9 games up. If you can somehow still be 9 games up, and then you go into that and you go 8-7, you gain a game, you're up 10. Like I would be elated for that. But
yeah, so my big thing is the Rays series. So we have
The Blue Jays.
I think we have 7 against the Rays.
Yeah. Got to beat the Rays.
You need 5 out of the 7 or 4. Right. Like you said, you never want to be in this mindset, but as a realistic human, it seems like the AL East title is slipping away. And it doesn't, yeah. Like, something pretty wild would have to happen for the Red Sox to take that from the Yankees.
Yeah.
But you need to keep Tampa Bay at bay. You need to keep them at an arm's length away.
Well, and the Blue Jays, because we're a game behind the Blue Jays.
And the Blue Jays, yeah. We're a half game behind the Blue Jays. And so you need to keep those teams. And what I'm looking for to your question, I'm looking for our starting pitching, every single one of them,
who are unhealthy right now,
to give at least six to seven inning outings.
Oh, we're at that point now where you need to be given 6-7. We're almost in July. Like, you're warm.
No excuses.
It's warm out. Yeah. Like, every game is going to be warm.
And I think what I do like about Alex Cora, I forget the exact names. I know Brogier was one of them in the Japanese reliever.
Brogier.
What did I say?
Brogier. He's a nice Italian. He's a Frenchman. It's Brogier.
Yeah. Brazier and the Japanese closer slash reliever that we have. What's his name?
He has a name.
I forget it.
Sawamura.
Morikawa.
Sawamura.
Asshole. I like that Cora sent them to Worcester. They were both playing like absolute dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he did the classic. It's a move that they use in the NHL a lot, where someone's playing like absolute shit and you just send a message.
Yeah.
It's more of sending a message.
It's like, oh, he's
your job isn't safe.
He's a healthy scratch.
I'll either give you a health bomb. That's what they call it in the NHL and hockey. They give you a health bomb, a healthy scratch, or they send you down to the minors. And I think, look at their numbers since they've came back. Like we said, they haven't necessarily pitched against juggernaut teams where they're not going against the Yankees or the Mets or any of those powerhouse teams every night, but they're coming in for relief and they're pitching absolutely lights out.
Right.
So that's kind of what you want to see. You want to see them come back and battling. Derek, we've talked about this off the podcast. I'd like to see them do that to Rich Hill. Hill has struggled. I get it. He's a hometown. He's almost done. But why waste a season on a guy who's just almost done? We owe him money, but why not send him to Worcester for three or four, for a week?
Give him
a week down in Worcester.
He would probably be like, all right, I'm not playing in Worcester. But either way, he doesn't make or break us.
But he might break us, though.
If
we miss the wild card by a game and a half, and his record's like 1-6 right now, yeah, like 2-6.
Yeah, he's playing dumb, dude.
If he finishes the year at like 4-12 and we miss it by two games, it's like you kind of look at it and go, all right, like Pavetta above 500, Waka.
Waka's been
probably
like
our best pitcher.
Yeah.
Right.
Ivaldi's hurt right now, but Whitlock's
been great. Ivaldi's been pretty good.
I would like Whitlock to be in the pen. I would like him to be our setup guy or closer, because we don't have a closer. If Whitlock, you could have him as your back guy. You know most of the games he's going to get the job done.
Although we have Tanner Houck.
And then I guess Sale's coming back, but we'll see really what he has. So I don't have too much excitement on Sale or too much expectations, I should say.
So Derek, what's your final thought on the Red Sox? Do they make the wild card?
I think they make the wild card game.
And then all bets are off.
I mean, because I don't know who they'll face. I don't see them this year getting out of the wild card game.
Okay.
Because I feel like if they face the Blue Jays are better in a one-game series because they could play the guy, Alec Manoah, who I have, and he's a stud. They could play Jose Berrios, and you're really relying on Eovaldi.
Or Chris Sale.
Yeah, Chris Sale. My ass. Pig's ass. But no, it's...
You think Chris Sale is out of... So Chris Sale is set to come back within a few weeks.
Yeah, he's going to be a bullpen guy, though.
Okay, so then you give him the rest of July and August and September to really find a groove. You don't think come a wild card game, if they need him to go 5-6 innings, he can't put it together after 3 months of coming back and pitching in the bigs?
It's interesting. I mean, I think the Sox are a team. They're going to be middle to middle higher of the pack. Now it's like, what do they do with Xander? Because it's Xander's last year. Clearly, Devers is the guy because he's unbelievable. He's the best hitter in baseball right now. He and... the guy in the Indians tonight. What's his name? Jose Ramirez. They're the two top guys in the league hitting, which is actually going to be really fun to watch after this. Now the thing is, like, what do you do with Xander? Because Xander next year is going to be an unrestricted free agent. So he can literally go talk to whoever he wants to. So now the Sox are at the point where you look at it, it's like, do we want to sign him? and have him and Devers. But then you have Story as well that you just spent all that money on. And now it's like, do you have enough money? But then I hear that, but you look at the Dodgers and look at their team, what they're paying for Bellinger, for Betts, for Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. That was like a me joke.
No, but it is true.
And like, if you really get anything for Xander, like, they're like, what I'm saying thinking is a team that's one player away, they're gonna trade for Xander, and they're not gonna give you one of their better players because they want to win for now. So they're gonna give you a really good player from your team to help them win for now. They don't care about the future, so they will give us a bunch of good prospects. Is right now, if Xander goes to that team and he wins a championship with them that year, that means the trade was great. And so, you know what? We're not worrying about the future right now. So they're worried about the future, clearly, because they're willing to make the trade. So it's tricky, because then you look back and be like, we could have had what's his name in that year where the Red Sox didn't even make the playoffs, and Xander just walked at the end of the year. You didn't even get anything for him, and you could have had so-and-so.
Yeah, so it's like one of those things where you bite the bullet now and get rid of him, and then maybe in 2 years you get some...
I don't want him, though. I want him. I don't want him.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's like if we're in that spot where it's like you need to get something or nothing, I agree. I'd much rather get some 22-year-old that's lighting up AA or AAA
right now. Or Xander Bogaerts, who was, we had him when he was like 18. The name was Bogaerts. Bogaerts is coming up. Bogaerts is coming up. Yep. Then he finally came up and he was like, oh shit, there he is. So you'd have to get one of like a couple of those type of players.
Absolutely.
But we're going to do something new today.
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
I don't know if this team would go 162-0, but we're going to do an MLB baseball wheel. And we are going to draft our whole team.
Yep.
Catch like one starting nine,
DH, and we're adding a closer. So
in a starting pitcher.
So technically, there's two pitchers: starting pitcher, closer, all field positions, and then a designated hitter.
So we're gonna do the wheel. We'll see. This would be for 162-0, or at least the best record in baseball,
or at least to break the Seattle Mariners' best record in baseball, which they had 116 wins, I think it was.
Yes,
116. 100. So,
all right, let's see. Wheel's going.
This wheel, first team.
The Angels.
Oh.
Shohei. Can we make him as a pitcher and hit him too?
Yep.
We gotta go Shohei, right?
Shohei Ohtani with our first
pick.
As our starting pitcher. Oh, I was gonna say we could do him as DH, but then you're
really gambling. All right, well, hold on. Actually, this is for like, yeah, but now we're getting, I don't think we should do Shohei.
Do we go Mike Trout?
Because if we do Shohei, We can still get an ace.
Yeah, let's go, Mike Trout.
Trout in center.
Mike Trout
center field.
It's absolute piss missiles.
All right.
All right. Spin number two. We got.
Oh great! The Kansas Royals. City.
Do we go Benintendi?
No, we can't go
in left.
We got Salvador Perez catcher.
All right.
We have to.
Okay.
We're going Salvador Perez.
Salvador Perez behind the dish. Right. Not Benintendi in the outfield.
No, he sucks. We can get the outfield. That's where he's a power hitter.
Okay. All right. Spin number three.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The Astros.
Oh, it's the Houston Astros. Thank God.
Go
Altuve?
Go Altuve.
I mean, the Astros are a very solid team, no matter where you look at them. So. But me personally, I'm kind of thinking a little Altuve.
Altuve.
Second base, Jose Altuve.
Boom.
All right, we have Trout, Altuve, and Perez so far. All right, now we got the Minnesota Twins.
This is so bad.
All right. Correa?
Yeah, we're going to do Correa. Carlos Correa, shortstop.
Carlos Correa. So we have Perez, Altuve, Correa, and Mike Trout. I actually don't hate this team.
It's not great. It's okay.
It's not terrible.
Oh, God.
We got the butt cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Bandits.
This is bad.
We got the Baltimore butt cheeks.
I want to say Cedric Mullins. Cedric Mullins is a nasty outfielder.
What about Mancini?
Mullins is better.
Okay.
There goes Cedric Mullins.
All right, Cedric Mullins. Fuck. The one team, I would rather get Cincinnati.
I don't know.
Well, they have what's his face.
This is rough. Dodgers. Sweet.
Yes. All right. All right. All right. We gotta go Mookie.
We need a right fielder. Want to go Mookie?
Mookie.
Right. Or do we want to go starting pitcher? Do we want to go Walker Buehler?
He made the team.
He's the race.
Oh, I'm thinking of Rocker.
We could
Rocker, the kid from Vanderbilt last year.
Oh, yeah. No, not him. Well, I mean, we could just go Betts. So our outfield would be Mullins, Trout, Betts.
Yeah, but now we're playing with absolute fire if we don't get a pitcher. If we wait till last.
We got to go Betts.
All right, Mookie
we
Betts. We got it. Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
You got Trout, Correa, Altuve. You have Altuve, Trout, and Betts right now at the batting for you.
It's not too bad. Oh God!
No,
we got the Royals again.
The Royals again. Fuck.
We need a first baseman, a third baseman, a DH, a starting pitcher, a closer. Hold on, I gotta look up to see who's even on.
Yeah, we need to get like a bench player or something, because this is
no bench players. Yeah, I wish we could do that. They do have this one good kid. What's his name? Like Witz or something.
I don't know, dude. I'm a new baseball fan. Like, I've obviously been, the last couple of years, I've been getting into baseball more and more, but I couldn't tell you fuck all about the Kansas City Royals. Besides, like, Benintendi. Yeah. They have a couple solid pieces here and there.
We got a guy, we can't fly him. Oh my God. All right, let's just pick one, because this is going to be boring for everyone. Let's just take...
Should we just take their first baseman?
Let's do DH... Let's go third base.
The hot corner?
The DH can be anyone.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Let's do Bobby Witt Jr. at DH.
Oh, God. Bobby Witt Jr. at DH.
All right. Not promising.
All right, we have first base, third base, and two pitchers. Boys... We might be in some trouble.
Oh, great.
San Diego or Colorado? Yeah, all right, San Diego. Do we go...
third base, we go Machado.
Machado, yeah. Manny Machado at third base.
All right, we go Machado.
That's not bad. I mean, I would have liked to get that a little earlier to get... maybe a Texas or the Angels. Angels. Now do we go Shohei?
Now we go Ohtani.
All right, Shohei Ohtani. Is our ace.
So now we need a first base closer.
First base and closer. Who are we going to get? That's a shit spin. We got the New York Mets. Oh, my goodness. Who's there?
Oh, Alonso. Alonso.
P.D. Alonso.
And now our closer is here we go.
This is it. This could make our... I mean, if we get a good closer, that changes things. And we got the Washington Nationals.
I don't even know who the Nationals closer is. Nationals closer. Bandits, yell at me if you know it. Who's the Nationals closer? I have no idea.
I don't know either. And
let's see.
I gotta tell you, it's not a good... That's not a good sign.
Oh, Tanner Rainey. That's a terrible closer. We got Tanner Rainey. Yikers.
Not good.
What was his name? Tanner what?
Reinke.
So, we had Salvador Perez behind the dish. Ohtani's pitching to him. Alonso's at first. Altuve's at second. Machado's at third. Correa's short. Mullins, Trout, Betts, then Bobby Witt Jr. Actually, the lineup's not too bad.
It's not going to break the record of all time. Yeah. Not 162-0, but so, that's a playoff roster.
But you know what? We're gonna go on because I apologize. I'm gonna take a while, but we're rusty bandits. We're fucking rusty. Get over it.
It's taking a little.
It's been
bit.
A fucking year. God damn it. Fuck you, Joyce.
I was just gonna do that thing from Happy Gilmore when he goes, "Shut up, Happy," and I was gonna say, "Shut up, Bobby," because I know Bobby has a smug little grin on his face right now, thinking it's funny. I like to see Bobby come here and try to do this.
Come on, Bob.
Probably piss himself.
Yeah.
Now, the best segment, in my personal opinion, my favorite segment to do on the show, Who's Wet and Who Is Dry. If you don't know, now you know. N-word.
Person.
And Who's Wet, the hottest teams and topics and stories around, and who's dry? Well, that's the opposite. So for who's wet, number one, we have the Mannings.
Mm-hmm. They be moist.
Moist. Arch Manning is probably... Now, part of this, watching his highlight tape, so he, for those of you who don't know, he is a five-star quarterback, high school quarterback. One of the most... So he is rated the top overall recruit in his class.
Yeah.
His highlight tape, now it doesn't... I don't know if it has to do with, like, he doesn't have, like, necessarily, like, TV quality production. You know, some of these...
He doesn't have social media.
You know how some of these kids, though, like, IMG Academy down in Florida, have, like, ESPN making them highlight tapes? Mm-hmm. This kid has, like, a fucking iPhone 10 recording his... Like, he...
He doesn't need it.
I don't think he needs it.
He has the name.
His name is making him this recruiting trip, this recruitment process... way bigger than anyone, I mean, that since I've followed college football, anyone that I can remember.
Oh, yeah, this is the biggest one I think I've ever even, it's like, oh.
Ever paid attention to.
So, by the Mannings are wet, so also, by the transitive property, the University of Texas is wet.
Yep. So, Arch chose Texas, horns up, hook them. I think Texas, so a lot of people have them picked to make the college football playoffs this year, sneak in as that four seed. If Arch Manning comes to camp in a couple weeks here in July and August, comes to camp and
he has that straight, ready to fuck look in his eye.
And
it's like, oh shit.
And I meant that in a year, in a couple weeks, because he is an uprising senior.
Oh yeah.
So he still has another year of high school. That's my bad.
Hopefully you're enjoying your summer vacation, Arch. Come on the show. We'd love to have you.
Love to have you. We'll sponsor you, Arch. And by sponsor you, I mean, we'll give you some Heinemann. but yeah.
No free ads.
Good. Yeah. No free ads. You owe us some money.
You too, Archie.
The Manning, it's a good time to be a Manning, except for Peyton, because he's, you know, steroids and all that.
But, and closets, where he did some weird things to females. And then Eli, because just fuck you, Eli.
That's neither here nor there. Our next who's wet, the Colorado Avalanche.
The Coco.
The Avs, the dirty boys out west. One win away from the Stanley Cup. Actually, tonight, Friday, as we record... Game 5 in Denver.
Right, meow?
Can the Colorado... in about a half hour, yeah. About 20 minutes.
You don't say, eh?
Can the Colorado Avalanche close it out? I don't think they do it tonight. I think they win the Stanley Cup. I do not think they win tonight. I think Tampa
Disagree.
Bay... I think Tampa Bay comes out and gives one last punch. I think they empty the tank tonight.
They're not winning 3 in a row.
No, but I think they... that's not what I said. I said I think they win
You're
tonight.
You're wrong, Zach. They're not winning 3 championships in a row.
For the third time, I'll say this. I think they win tonight, and then I think they lose game 6 or 7. I think they lose the Stanley Cup, but I also think they win tonight. The Avalanche have lost 3 playoff games, all playoffs.
And they got the kid Mata or something. What's his last name?
Kale McCarr.
McCarr.
Unreal defenseman. Just won the Norris. The Norris Trophy is the best defenseman in the NHL.
Allegedly.
Come on. The voters speak. The people have spoken. Unreal player, UMass Amherst.
You know what also gets wet?
What?
In Colorado?
Snow.
Yep. When it gets hotter.
One of the cooler logos in hockey, too.
I've always loved those.
Yeah,
like the
cool
purple
colors, whenever like purple and maroon.
Back in the day, I would be like, when I was playing Shell, like way back, I'd be like, I want to be the Avalanche because I want to be Joe Sakic, and I like their uniforms.
Yeah, Unreal uniforms.
Oh, let's rank top 3 right now. This is off the dome. Like, we haven't even.
Top three uniforms in the NHL. Oh, current or all time?
Current. But the current one can be like an alternate too.
Okay. For me, I will go LA Kings. Colorado Avalanche.
Which one? They're purple ones with the mountains?
Their home jerseys. Purple with the mountains. Purple, blue, and black with the mountains.
Okay, that's a nice one.
As my three.
Three seed.
Okay. This one is a little bit bland, but it's just nostalgic. The New York Rangers at 2. Classic red, white, and blue. The font, nothing has really changed since the 80s. Like, it's vintage without being vintage. Like, it's just Madison Square Garden, most iconic arena in the country.
Sounds like you love New York, dude.
New York can lick my taint, but that's neither here nor there. And then my number one, this might surprise some people a little bit. Calgary Flames. I've always loved Calgary Flames away, the white. I love the white contrast with the orange and red flame.
I'm changing it.
So that was my thing. I've always loved the Calgary Flames. Same thing in Chell as a little kid. Even when the Flames sucked, like you knew you were going to lose if you were playing as the Flames, I'd be like, you know what? Sick uniforms.
I changed the rules.
Okay.
I'm going to go back into like a retro jersey.
So we're going to go back to like retro jersey?
To any jerseys.
Oh, I would replace... I think I would have to replace the Rangers with LA Kings when they have the old logos. When Gretzky was on the team. Black and silver.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
My three is the Bruins' old alternate one with the bear.
Oh, the gold bear?
I have that jersey.
Those were sick.
That's my three.
Those are sick.
My two is the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
My one is the Stars from Mike Madonna.
Oh, those were a great uniform.
Those were awesome.
It had going back on it, the Minnesota North Stars before they moved to Dallas.
Those uniforms
were fucking cool
I would always play Old Shell with Mike Madonna because I loved their uniforms.
Those Dallas. So if we did a retro, I agree with that. That Dallas Stars uniform is in my top three. Unreal. I actually used to have a snapback like when I was like seven.
Those things are sick.
Old hat. Probably worth like $100 now.
Shout out to Gordon Bombay.
Yeah. He had the starter jacket too. He had the varsity jacket.
Yeah. All right.
That was a fun little segment. All right. And who's dry? One more. Who's what? All right. Take it away.
So this is my baseball guy. So this guy is a stud. If you don't know, now you know. He's their starting shortstop. He's the number one prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates. His name is O'Neill Cruz, and he is a stud. He's a 6'7 beast. He is wet. His first game was the other day in the MLB, and he set two records in his first game. 6'7 shortstop. He also went like 3-for-3. He ran the fastest out of everyone in the league this year around the bases when he was going. And he threw the fastest ball from shortstop at 97 miles per hour. And
it's a missile.
I showed Zach the video because you hear it, but then you actually see it. And it was like, holy shit, that guy has a cannon.
Just a white blur.
Oh, it was just Bob Cole, hold on, Bobby, you would appreciate this. You could hear the shout out to G. Cole.
Just like that.
This guy's a stud. Be on the lookout for him. That's all it. Looked like a stud. Looked at his highlights. That's your foot. My bad. I thought it was. Anyway, who's dry?
Oh, God. Who's dry? Back to hockey talk. A lot of hockey talk today.
Are we into the hockey talkie?
Yeah, hockey talkie. My who's dry. It kind of contradicts the who's wet with the Avalanche. They've been dominant the whole series.
They've been hot ice.
The NHL refs are dry right now. For those of you that watched, the Avalanche won game 4 in Tampa Bay in overtime. It was a great back and forth game. Both of Colorado's goals were tipped or deflected off of other people and in the net. They couldn't beat Vasilevskiy clean. He was an absolute fucking brick wall. I think he had 37 saves on 39 shots. Just did everything he could. And like I said, the two goals, they didn't beat him clean. You know, deflected off a skate. The puck was going wide. Hit off someone's back and it's in. Nothing you can do.
You know what? If I had a nickel, I'd have $1.35.
What are you going to do? Right? Like that? As a goalie, that sucks.
Tip your mask.
So you got to tip your cap and say, you know what? The puck's not bouncing.
Mask off. Fuck it, mask off.
Overtime comes, and now Colorado dominates overtime. To be fair, Colorado, I think, wins anyway, but controversial, non-call. Colorado got caught with too many men on the ice. Not caught. They had six guys on the ice, and Nazem Kadri on a breakaway scored with six guys on the ice, and now that's a penalty.
And they didn't call it.
And they didn't call it.
If you do get caught in that scenario, would you equate that to being, you know, you're in your you're in middle school and your hand gets caught in the cookie jar, we'll just say. Is that, if they call that, is that the same thing? Like, oh, you got caught. Is that like the bad feeling if you get sent away? It's like, oh, I'm just doing my homework.
So it's on the assistant coaching, because the assistant coaches usually calls the line changes. And it's on the players. Like, even in junior and NHL, like even junior college and pros and stuff, like and even some good high school programs, like, you know how to fucking change lines on the fly. It happens quick. Like, if you're not a hockey player, like, it might look chaotic and unorganized. You know who's coming. You see a guy coming, your line's up next.
You also know, like, how long they've been on the ice for.
You see fucking Derek coming to the bench, and I know he's a centerman. I'm the next center up. I'm hopping over right as he's coming up. And,
like, you don't need a coach to be like, go!
Right. You don't need that. And if you do, you're not probably playing.
Probably not on the team.
Right. So, what happened was is that the Colorados had a sloppy change, and they had – so the rule is you can technically have more than five on the ice if the other team has possession. So that's why teams dump it and change. They call it dump and change.
Yeah. Oh, because
– you can dump it. Your guys are changing your whole line. You're getting two lines, but the other team has the puck, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? Colorado had the puck, and that's supposed to be, like, when the goalie's mask comes off, whistle right away, penalty. No, like – so in theory, if the refs had seen that – the whistle blows and the breakaway is dead and no shot. And
this podcast might not even be happening right now.
Yeah. No.
You never know. It changed everything.
Yeah. And it sucks because what could have happened was it could have been a 2-2 series. Now it's 3-1.
Probably not going to beat Colorado three times.
Colorado, that might have sealed the cup for Colorado.
Last time, Ray Bourque.
The Tampa Bay coach, John Cooper, actually was holding back tears in the press conference.
He's a pussy.
Which I understand.
That's
like
pussy.
It's pussy. It 100% it's pussy. Like, that just shows weakness. That shows
those
weakness.
Those tears are dry.
It shows weakness, and it shows defeat. Like, that just proves the Lightning, or he at least, has given up.
Yeah.
And that's stupid.
Pussy. All right.
But
who else is dry? Oh, that makes me think, Zach. I thought about this. Is it time? Refs are missing the calls. Let's get robotic referees. Get them on skates.
No, because it's too much fun when a call like that happens for your team. Like, I said this to my buddy.
I disavow.
I said that to my buddy. If that exact play, if the Bruins were in the cup against the Avalanche, and that happened to us against the Avalanche, I would be like, nope, great call. That's awesome. No way, that's fine. Like,
but
because, like, that's what gives sports excitement. If you know every call is going to be done, like, robotically and be perfect every time, like, it's like, eh.
Yeah, it does take the like, fuck you, Angel Hernandez!
It's so cool watching, like, an NFL game when you see a little tug on the jersey. Yeah, like, that's pass interference, but they didn't call it. It sucks when it happens to
sometimes
you.
Sometimes you gotta let the boys play, Zach.
That's what I'm saying. With robots, they don't do that. Fuck it. Who's who else is dry, Derek?
We're not gonna do all of these. Do you want to do the Liv?
Yeah.
Liv's dry, taken away. I don't know. It's kind of like a weird little rivalry brewing, and I feel like
weird
it's blood
is the
money.
Word.
I feel like the Qatar's blood money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's like, all right, hey, you want to go to Qatar? Here's $200 million. By the way, once you cash this check, we own you.
So I actually have an interesting position on this. So I agree. It's like blood money. Those countries are fucked. Like, the Saudis, like, they're crazy. And, like, I disagree, you know, I disagree with pretty much everything they've ever done or do. The flip side of it, golf has been kind of like on a downward. It's boring. It need, like, the PGA needs something to compete with it.
So
now,
maybe this is good, a little rivalry.
So here's the thing. I don't care what anyone
Live
says.
Verse
I've four. Actually had this conversation with some of my future in-laws. As you can imagine, I won't name drop here, but you know what I mean? Like,
I've had this
debate. They think the PGA doesn't have the money to compete with this.
No.
They don't. Like, I mean, maybe some individuals are billionaire, like, but, like, all of these Saudis combined are, like, trillionaires combined. Right. So it's like, you don't have the cash to compete. So now their hand is forced. Now they think they have to make this game more exciting.
Right.
Do they allow, like less etiquette?
Mic'd up. Right.
Mic'd up. Maybe a little, like, trash talk is now allowed. Like, maybe, like...
Like, hey, you fucking bitch. Hey, oh, no, wait. How about this? You get two... each nine, you get two taunts you can do. So, like, you can sneeze in someone's backswing.
And that's
crazy. And it's
crazy.
Like, are you going to wait to use it?
Right. Like you know, I don't know what they do, but this kind of forces PGA's hand to do something. And here's the other thing. I don't, like, everyone, like, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, they're banned from PGA events now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Phil specifically, he's old enough to play in the senior tour. Do you blame him for taking the $100 million guaranteed?
Kepka's gone now.
He can't compete.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, realistically, Phil, even, like, Tiger, because he's a name, he'll never do it. Like, Tiger will never go to the Live Tour.
Shout out to Phil.
Shout out to Phil. If you know, you know. But you don't, so whatever.
You might.
Tiger, because of his image and his name, he'll never go to the LIV Tour.
No. But
even Tiger, guys like Tiger and Phil, even when they're playing, they're not even coming fucking close to winning.
No.
So, like, think about it. It's Spieth's time. It's Scotty Scheffler. Scheffler's time.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, Ricky Fowler's hanging around. So he's a little older. But, like, it's these young kids, these 25, 26, Justin Thomas. Like, it's these younger kids' time to shine. If I'm Phil, $100 million guaranteed up front. Okay. So,
sick.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
After taxes?
Right, yeah. Like,
bitch.
But so, that's dry because they're a piece of shit organization.
But they might make golf a little more wet.
All right, now last, who's dry? I'll do it really quickly. I have to own this. My Arizona Diamondbacks take.
This was off air, too.
This was off air. And Bobby, this goes, I owe you an apology. This goes to Bob's. Bob called me out on Twitter close to a year ago to the date about betting against the Diamondbacks and how he called me out for saying that was just a Bush League bet. So I vowed that this year I would be a Diamondbacks supporter. There was a point in time where
they were like 8 over .500. They were
about 6 or 7 games over .500 and took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in LA. So
you're like, these guys are better than the Sox this year.
Through 50 games, they were, I think actually through 50, I think they were 25-25. I think they were right at .500. But for the Diamondbacks, I mean, what did they win? 55 games, 60 games last year? They were fucking horrible. So for them, I thought it was going to be good. They are since, they're like 7 games below .500 now. They're like 4-6 in their last 10.
Got excited.
They're getting lit. They're starting, well, what's happening is they're starting to get lit up. There's some of these like 13-2 games are starting to happen now. And it's, you know, it's getting a little ugly. So this one's on me. I'm dry. My take on the Diamondbacks was dry.
I'd be like, hey, did you see the Diamondbacks game last night? Like, you had to wait it out, and then
you can't blame a guy for getting excited over
getting
wants
the Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm. That's who's dry this week. Let's talk some Patriots.
Pass,
we'll do a little quick wrap up. We only have a couple minutes left, so we'll talk Patriots quick. Predictions for the year. I'm not gonna break the let's not break the schedule down.
No.
We know the schedule. I've seen it. We have a couple like. We have Detroit.
We can
on
do
the
that
schedule.
Next. We can talk about that next one. We can do the thing.
Absolutely.
But like what I'm worried about is that Mac Jones doesn't have
a sophomore breakout.
He doesn't have a coach.
Yeah.
He's going to Joe Judge, and we don't even know who's calling. So it's like it's very like what the heck is going on down there? It's kind of like in Bill we trust, but I feel like we're also at that point now where it's like we don't have Tom Brady, so it's like we are a normal team. We are literally going to be competing for that second spot because we can't, but the Bills showed us that we aren't ready to compete with them. And then did we get our team get better? No. We lost our number one cornerback.
Yeah.
Who else did we lose? This is at the point in the year where
Van Noy.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't.
Really. He was a solid but what my big concern
McCourty,
is.
I think we lost McCourty.
Is how good the AFC East got. Now Miami has Tyreek Hill.
Browns have Watson if he plays.
We'll beat the Jets. The Jets will come in last because of the fucking Jets.
But can't beat the Dolphins suddenly.
I don't think we can beat the Dolphins. Like, I can see the Dolphins winning. We can, but we just play like ass against them.
I know. But the thing is, like, what do we have now, like, that makes us really that much better? I'm hoping for, like, a 10-7. Like, get into the wild card, but, I mean, there's really not much.
Yeah, I think we're a wild card, a fringe wild card, a wild card team. Unless Mac Jones comes out year two and does, like a Justin Herbert. Absolutely fucking torches the league.
Right.
That's best case.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Do we want to do this last one or no?
Let's save it.
Let's save it. All right.
Next week, we're going to go deeper into the Patriots. I think next week we'll dissect the schedule. Go through game and game, or maybe not next one. Next podcast,
we'll see.
Whatever we do, and I think we'll do a wheel for football. 16-0 wheel,
and we'll see. Maybe we can get once out a week going forward. Now we'll get it back going. Maybe we'll try to think of some different segments to get. We'll get back into it. I don't know if this was a good episode, but we're back.
It was an episode.
It's an episode. We talked about things.
We're gonna tweet this out.
I have to remember what the Twitter account is, but
we're gonna get in. Wet Bandit Sports.
Wet Bandit Sports, and Bandits. We will
rock you.
See you next time.
Bobby Cole, suck my dick.
Peace.